In his free time, Michael Kinch does drugs.
Our kids were joking, "Daddy's doing drugs again," was the actual line. And because I spent a lot of the time on the couch and was trying to justify that.
Kinch is the managing director of Yale Center for Molecular Discovery. And okay, he doesn't actually do drugs, but he spent the last year on and off his couch creating a massive database of compounds approved by the FDA. In case you're curious, that's 1,453 drugs. The earliest one he identified was morphine, which came to the USA after Merck started selling it in Germany in 1827.
We first made the list, and then the question became, and I became sort of curious, what all has happened to these drugs? Who did the clinical trials on it? And then what was the fate of these companies? You know, what ended up happening? Did they go out of business? Were they acquired?
Important questions. Kim says that today, 10 drug companies control two-thirds of all drugs. Smaller groups are often acquired by bigger ones, which are scaling back internal research and development. Kinch says that means the infrastructure to create new drugs or modify existing ones could be shrinking.
The fundamentals are that we need to come up with new ways to be faster, more efficient, and more accurate, more right in screening new drugs so that we can turn around a new idea that comes out of the laboratories at universities like Yale and turned it into something that could be a medicine.
And here's another issue. Kinch says historically, drug development has been market-driven. Take, for example, oncology, which during the 1990s was seen as non-lucrative.
And nowadays, the exact opposite is happening, and everybody is flocking into oncology. And there are certain interesting questions because cardiovascular diseases, which remain the number one cause of morbidity and mortality, are really not proportionally being represented by pharmaceutical companies.
The articles are scheduled to be published over the next year in the journal Drug Discovery Today. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.